Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, do you have people? I don't know if guys do this as well, but I have actually several women friends that if we get together, this is a true story. We were actually in a restaurant, and we didn't do it. I think the server, or maybe, I think they had a bread basket that had a paper napkin in it. And one or the other was, I guess, either reached for the napkin or breeze blew or something. I don't remember exact, because I didn't notice it, the context. But we'd actually, there was a fire at our table. They had an open candle, and it caught the bread basket napkin on fire. And we were so busy talking, we didn't even notice. The waiter came and poured water on it and put out the fire. But there are our women friends. I don't know that I have men friends that happens to as much, where we get so involved in the conversation that the time just whizzes by, and you're completely oblivious to everything. Do you have any friends that you do that with, Manny?
Not really.
Yeah, I think it's more a female thing than a male thing. I mean, there's certainly people that I like being around, and there's lots to talk about. But these are those occurrences where, I mean, we literally had a fire at our table that neither of us noticed. It wasn't that big a table. It impressed the daylights out of the waiter. He thought that was pretty impressive. And I just got an email from a friend that I had breakfast with earlier this week. And she said, if we were stuck on a desert island, we wouldn't run out of things to talk about. Because we always, basically, we're both working, and we both have places we have to be. So we only have an hour and a half or something for breakfast, which is actually, for breakfast, is a fairly long period of time. But we always we always leave making another date because we haven't covered everything that we had to talk about. And we always sort of, we give truncated versions of whatever it is that we're talking about. I really do think it's one of those sexual dimorphisms, is that that women, we've so much been taught, and neither of us were complaining about anything. We were just kind of filling in the blanks of what had happened. And I guess we see each other, usually, I think it's usually about once a month, and maybe now it's been 2 months or something, but it doesn't make any difference how long it's been. I suppose if we met tomorrow for breakfast, we'd probably have the same amount of things to talk about. And it's kind of, we don't interrupt each other. We're both very interested. Every once in a while you're talking with somebody or you're listening to somebody. And either, if you're talking, you watch their eyes roll back in their head. Oh, gosh, they're not listening at all. Or you do that. I mean, I think guys do that more than women, is that they sort of tune us out completely. And, I mean, you're sort of getting your shopping list for tomorrow done, or you're going through the 1930 World Series or something, the batting order, right? Gotcha. Busted, yeah. Manny. Yeah. Busted. Yeah. Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
What can I tell you? All right. All right. 855-993-7569. It is National Hammock Day. Have you ever slept in a hammock?
Oh, yeah. Numerous times.
They're actually, I guess on submarines they have hammocks. I don't know if they do anymore, but I know at one point they used to have hammocks to sleep in. But they're not very comfortable because they don't give you, I sleep on the floor when my back is bothering me. And as far as I'm concerned, the stiffer the mattress, the better. But hammocks are kind of fun to hang out in and take like a nap. Around here it's just too hot to be outside very much. There's a group of kids who have a daycare center or something, or a day camp near me. And yesterday I noticed their little mats were all in the shade. There's not a whole lot of shade down here, but they were all sort of ringed around the trees. So it's hot here. It's one of those days where, that you'd sort of worry about how you smelled on the subway, except everybody else smells exactly the same or worse. It's just, if I had a deodorant company, I would be giving out free samples in the subway this week, just as not only a public service, but great publicity, don't you think? Isn't that a good idea? no one's going to hire me. Maybe people would be offended. At any rate, and it's also, this is a little upsetting, a national rat catcher. What would that mean?
Yeah, I'm not even sure what a rat catcher actually.
Well, unfortunately, it's probably exactly what it says.
Right.
So, you know what it should be? It should be National Cat Day. Except, do cats go after rats? I know they go after mice. Do cats go after rats?
I don't know. I think
if I were a cat, I'm not sure I would.
I think I'd probably prefer a dog going after a rat just because it's a little bigger and a dog.
We have rats around here. Yeah, that you could saddle up and ride away. It's very upsetting. Apropos our discussion yesterday about the word Niger and the N-word, I saw Amazing Grace last night, which I will review for you later in the program. And one of the things they have is a big a map of Africa as in the late 1700s, and it says Negro land on it, which I thought was apropos our discussion yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That the word Niger actually was, and I don't think it was pronounced Niger, to be quite honest. I think it was pronounced with the soft I and soft G, which is not, you know, has become so pejorative as to be not mentionable. And all it meant originally was black. So that was pretty interesting. And I thought, wow, it's kind of like the universe sort of figures out my schedule to figure out, what it should be talking about. And speaking of that, what we're going to talk about at some point today is a definition of a hero, which is probably elicited by the Donald and him taking off after McCain over the weekend. And McCain saying, well, he wasn't a hero, but other people were. And what do we define as a hero? And there's actually a story in today's news, which is kind of an upsetting story, but maybe it points out the underlying issue of calling somebody a hero. They're talking about, did you see the story about the hero who saved a girl in the Target stabbing? And it turns out that the story isn't exactly what we thought it was. That apparently he saved a girl, but it turns out that there had been an altercation with this dude and the two other people. One of the people who was supposedly the hero before they came in. And the guys who supposedly saved the woman were threatening the guy who grabbed the woman with a baseball bat, and he basically took her as a hostage because she was with the other two dudes at the time. And the point being that if they hadn't come into the Target with a baseball bat and sort of continued the altercation, that she wouldn't have been taken hostage and she wouldn't have been stabbed. So, which is, not exactly. It's just that interesting to me that we're talking about, how do you define hero, and somebody who had been called a hero before, it turns out that the story is a little more complicated than. But I think that's part of our rush to judgment and our willingness to label good guys and bad guys. I think we're still a society that believes very strongly in black hats and white hats and nothing in between. And as you know, I spend a lot of my time on the air with you guys trying to convince, or at least if not convince, I don't think convince is exactly the right word, but try and open up the possibilities that good people can do bad things and bad people can do good things. And there are very few people that fall neatly into a category that's saint or sinner. And what we need to do, if we can understand those negative impulses in ourselves, that's the only way we have of controlling our behavior, is to understand that occasionally icky thoughts are going to come to us, we're going to be angry, or that we're going to have the potential to do things for which we're going to regret. Therefore, if we can acknowledge that there's that possibility, then we have the potential to do something about it, to offset it. If we don't, if we just sort of look at, well, only bad people would have bad thoughts, or that would only occur to somebody who was really degenerate, then we're going to be much more vulnerable to those feelings bubbling up and being out of control. And conversely, if we can look at other people's behavior as that most people are willing to do, if not the right thing, at least the neutral thing, and therefore if they're doing something wretched, it's most likely because there's a piece of the puzzle that you're missing. And if you can figure that out, then you can perhaps understand their behavior, perhaps avoid the confrontation. But that idea that there are only good people and bad people and nobody in between is not a very effective way of looking at either your behavior or anybody else's. More to come. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Okay, in this day in history, in 1793, Alexander Mackenzie reaches the Pacific Ocean, becoming the first recorded human to complete a transcontinental crossing of Canada. Right, now we know that Oh Canada was only from the 80s. I love the fact these trivial pieces of information, not that Canada is trivial, but just that Oh Canada is a recent sort of addition to the It was, I guess, God Save the Queen. So apparently this time of year is when people cross oceans and continents and whatever. So there you go. Speaking of which, in 1796, surveyors of the Connecticut Land Company name an area in Ohio Cleveland after General Moses Cleveland, which is actually spelled, interestingly enough, Cleveland is spelled K-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Moses Cleveland was spelled C-L-E-A-A-B-E-L-A-N-D. So I don't know if he misspelled his own name or they misspelled his name, but don't you think they would spell it correctly if they were naming something after him? Or maybe it's just a typo. At any rate, he was superintendent of the surveying party. I claim this land in my own name. But they did misspell it. Did you notice that when you put it up, Manny? I suppose I am one of those people who notices spelling.
I did not notice it, no.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the English teacher in me or the fact that people are misspelling Brown fairly consistently. But they've got an extra A in this one.
Okay.
We'll have to figure that out. All right. In 1894, the first ever motor race is held in France. Motor race, we love this. Because you think of cars as being peculiarly American, right? 1894, the first ever motor race is held in France between the cities of Paris and Rome. The fastest finisher was the Comte Jules Albert de Dion, but the official victory was awarded to Albert Lemaitre, driving his 3-horsepower petrol-engineered Peugeot. All right, I have to tell you a quick story about this, and I can see why this happened. All right, when I was working at one of the radio stations I was working for, on Halloween, they had a contest, and they gave the first three, first, second, third prizes to the 3 best costumes. And for some reason, I decided that I should wear a costume in. And there were only 3 of us who were in costumes, and they would not give me a prize because they said I was talent. I said, yeah, but I came in costume. Maybe you wouldn't have recognized me. They said, no, that talent wasn't eligible for that. And I said, well, you could have told me that before I rode on the subway in this silly outfit. So maybe the Comte Jules Herbert de Dion ran into the same problem. He was a comte. And if comtes don't get prizes, I don't know. Doesn't say why he didn't get it. So Peugeot ran the first mud race. If you've ever been in France or been behind a Peugeot in this country, you know that their engines aren't much bigger than 3 horsepower now, which is what? That's not even a lawnmower. Lawnmowers are what, like 10 horsepower or something? Peugeots are not very, you know, not very muscly cars. In 1934, outside Chicago's Biograph Theater, Public Enemy number 1, John Dillinger, was mortally wounded by FBI agents. In 1937, the United States Senate votes down FDR's proposal to add more justices to the Supreme Court of the United States. In 1942, the U.S. government begins compulsory civilian gas rationing due to wartime demands. And this is kind of an icky thing. I suppose it's a better thing than not. In 1991, Jeffrey Dahmer is arrested in Milwaukee after police discover human remains in his apartment. Yuck. All right. Did you see the story earlier this week that said man arrested, 5 bodies discovered in his backyard? And all you could think of was, duh. I mean, why would they not arrest him? I don't know. So today is kind of a weird day in history. Hopefully you're staying nice and cool. You know, one of the things to be aware of when the weather gets as hot as it is here, which is not every place, but here, is to sort of think like you were living in a hot country. Because what we do in America is we put on the fewest clothes possible, right? We put on shorts or T-shirts or, you know, camis or something. Some of us wear hats. Many of us do not. And we drink a lot of cold beverages. Well, if you look at people who live in really hot climates, what they do is they wear a lot of loose, light-colored clothing that covers most of their body. They do cover their heads, but they don't they drink, if anything, they drink warm or tepid or sometimes hot liquids. So, you know, I think we sort of do it wrong because they stay much cooler. It turns out that, you know, covering your body, allowing yourself to perspire, loose clothing. As I said, when I was in, that isn't how I dress, to be quite honest. And this is when I went to Israel and I asked what the dress code was, which is going to be, I mean, actually, the first couple of days I was in Israel, it was cooler in Israel than it is here. It was very nice. It was like in the 70s, which was apparently very unusual. It only got up to like 120 or something one of the days I was there. And that wasn't in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. It was in Galilee, which is in the middle of the desert, essentially. And so they said, wear modest. And, you know, I said, that must be a Hebrew word unknown in my vocabulary. But what I ended up wearing was high neck, long sleeves, light-colored, baggy clothing. And I was actually fairly comfortable. I mean, it didn't look at all like me. I suppose anybody who knows me would have said, who is that woman in the baggy clothes? But and I came back to the States and either gave the clothes away or had them tailored because it's just not how I dress. But it is a much smarter way of dressing. All right, so one of the things that I thought we'd look at, just because a lot of people exercise these days to lose weight. So they actually have a story about you know, because a lot of people think that they can eat more if they work out more. And it turns out that most people underestimated their energy expenditure by about 500 calories, which means that they were not burning nearly as many calories as they thought. So basically, if your notion is I'm going to work out more so I can eat more, maybe that's not really such a great idea. All right, how much food or drink you can actually manage depending on how you work, and the idea is that people are not very good at estimating it. Suppose I'm trying to remember one of the things that I remember reading was cross-country skiing is really good for you. Walking doesn't burn as many calories as running, but it's a lot easier on your body. Basically, anything you do is better than not anything you don't do. So I think it's, and if you're worrying about calorie for calorie, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Like riding an exercise bike for like a half hour will burn essentially about 100 calories. And given the fact that men take in about 2,000 calories and women take in about 1,500, you may just want to eat a little less and walk a little more. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
I've got kind of a complicated situation, but just to put it in a brief synopsis for you, I have a 2-year-old grandchild of which I'm a primary caregiver of, and should I be the go-between, the mother and the father? They're not married.
Ooh, this is a nasty situation, isn't it? How old is your daughter?
My daughter is 23.
And how old's the father?
25.
How old's the child? Oh, you said two.
Two.
Do you have legal custody of the child?
No, I don't.
Boy, that's a messy situation. If I were you, I would at least get legal custody.
Okay.
You've got a real problem here, because if something happens to that child, for example, you have to go to the ER or something, you have no legal rights at this moment. You're the grandparent. So how long have you had custody of the child?
Since she's about 3 weeks old.
Yeah. How often does the mom see her?
Oh, she works about 200 miles away. She comes home almost every weekend that she can, and she dearly loves the child. That's the issue there.
The question isn't love. The question is responsibility.
That's right.
She
had just graduated from college and got settled in a new job, which is a great job and a good move for her, so hopefully that she'll get settled and can make a life for her and her child.
The go-between role, what is it that you would be going between to negotiate?
Well, no, the father wants to see the child. He didn't want anything to do with her when she was first born.
Well, how long had the father and your daughter been together?
I'm not sure that they really were together. They might have dated just a few times.
Yes. The answer is, I think that, first of all, I think, number one, Karen, you need to get legal custody of that child. You've got yourself in a really complicated situation, and God forbid anything happens. Not to mention, you have responsibility with no authority. That's an unwise position to be in. It sounds, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, God forbid anything happen to anybody. I mean, you're really in a compromised position, which means the child's in a compromised position. So the first thing you need to do is get some legal document that says mom has custody of the child. Okay.
Okay.
With visitation, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to be an ogre, and it certainly doesn't mean that you prohibit anybody from anything. But you have no rights at this moment. I mean, you're the grandparent.
Right.
You're not the closest relative.
Father's name's not on the birth certificate.
Well,
but I know that doesn't mean anything either.
Well, and that's stupid as well. I mean, all that does is, why are we trying to punish him? I mean,
he wasn't available at the time of the delivery in the hospital where the...
Well, but still what? He's still the father of the child.
Sure.
I mean, it sounds like both of them have acted like major nincompoops. First of all, I think you need some legal documentation. Second of all, should the child's father be able to see the child? Unquestionably, yes, because what's best for the child? And in terms of negotiating between your daughter and him, I'd say, look, that's why I would get the legal document first. Of saying, yeah, look, I mean, if you're putting me in charge of this child's welfare on a day-to-day basis and raising this child, then yeah, I'm going to decide what's best for the child. You know, I decide what the child's going to eat, who's going to watch the child, what time the child goes to bed. And yeah, I think it's best for the child that the child see both parents. And given the fact that I'm the grandmother, doesn't see mom except once a week, yeah, this child should know her own father. And you may not like him as a boyfriend, you might not like him as a potential husband, but the child has a right to know her own father, and even an inadequate father is better than no father at all. So yes, I think that you should negotiate, but if I were you, I'd get the legal documentation in place first.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joy. I kind of knew the answer that you were going to give because I've been a long-time listener, but I appreciate hearing it from you, you know, straightforward.
Well, my pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It turns out that something between, I think, 13 and 16% of children under the age of 5 are being raised by a grandparent. That's huge. It's going to change the world. Erin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I have a friend that I borrowed, like, a couple $1,000 worth of maternity clothes to.
Okay.
And I told her that, and when I gave them to her, I said, I want these.
No, wait a moment. You borrowed them or you loaned them?
I borrowed them.
So you
I loaned them to her, yeah.
Okay. So you gave her your maternity clothes?
Yeah, I borrowed them to her.
No, you can't borrow something to somebody. You borrow something from somebody or
okay,
loan something to somebody.
To her.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay, and I told her, and then right after she had her baby, I said, hey, I really want to get those maternity clothes back. And she's like, yep, that's fine. Well, then the other day I had a friend who is pregnant and stuff, and I wanted to loan them to her.
Right.
And I called her, and she goes, you know what? I'm sorry. I dumped them all off at Goodwill.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not happy about that, you know.
Yeah.
And, sorry.
Well, do you plan to have any more children to make this kind of noise?
What's that?
I said, do you plan to have any more children to make this kind of noise?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But, I just,
No, what she did was not cool. How long ago did you loan her the clothes?
5 months ago.
So the baby is how old at this moment?
Like, 7 months.
How could you have loaned her maternity clothes after the baby was born?
No, it was 7 months. 7 months ago is when I borrowed them to her. The baby is like 4 months old.
Okay. So it sounds like either the... All right. So the question to me is what?
Is it right for me to ask her to reimburse me?
How much would you ask her? How many pieces of clothing did you give her?
Probably like 25.
Okay. And were they new? Did you buy them new?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we're now talking about clothes that have been worn twice.
New. No.
No, they're not new anymore. You wore them once, she wore them once.
Right.
So they're used clothes at this moment.
Right.
I'll tell you what I would do. I would go, first of all, no, the answer is no. Would I loan her clothes again? Absolutely not.
Right.
Then what she probably did is she probably either, they were either in cruddy shape or she tore them or she spilled stuff on them or whatever. I think... No, I mean, I don't even know how you'd begin to figure out what the what the replacement cost. What I would probably do is go to Goodwill at this moment and see what you can find, and maybe buy a couple of clothes if you really want to give to your friend. But you know, clothes that have been worn twice and given to somebody else, especially during maternity, I mean, do I think what you did was okay? It was not. But I think you've learned not to loan her clothes again. And I certainly wouldn't give her baby stuff. But I mean, if you want to get your friend something, either go and hit, you know, the after Christmas sales and buy her a couple of things, or go hit Goodwill and sort of pick up a couple of things. But I don't think you're going to be able to ask her for money. First of all, she's not going to give it to you. Second of all, I don't know how you'd begin to figure out how much the stuff is worth.
Right.
And I'd let it go. I just wouldn't loan her stuff in the future.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
All right. And, you know, maternity clothes are all horrible anyway, right? Let's face it. They're all ugly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's... That if you go to Goodwill, sometimes you can find some sort of good bargains, because there are stuff that people are given and that they sort of buy them and then they get too big for them, or it's the wrong season or whatever. But no, I think the clothes, I suppose the worst that you can do is you can talk to your accountant. You could probably take them off your income tax. But you're not going to be able to get any money. They probably aren't worth very much. And go buy your friend some one cute little blouse,
right,
or a pair of pants or something.
Right.
All righty?
Yeah, thanks. I just needed some advice.
Yeah, and I mean, I think what she did was really kind of tacky, but it sounds to me that either they were in horrible shape or, you know what probably happened? She probably didn't drop them off at Goodwill. She probably loaned them to a friend.
And I would feel better about that.
It would be very hard for her to say, you know what, this is really tacky. I borrowed them from you. I didn't expect that you'd want them back, because I know that you don't want to have any more kids. A friend of mine needed them. I gave them to her. Because, I mean, what she should have done is she should have checked with you before she did anything.
Oh,
but you
right.
know,
right.
new mommies are, you have rug rats.
Yep.
You know, so I'd let it go.
Yep.
Just view it as your contribution to the universe of maternity. All right?
Yeah, you're right.
All righty.
You're right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, and you really can. I mean, I've both been a contributor and a customer of Goodwill since, you know, I was a baby. And Salvation Army as well. Goodwill and Salvation Army are not the same. And I'm, you know, quite capable of mixing them up in my mind, but they have really nothing to do with one another, except that they both have resale stores. But you can actually, I mean, look, I bought stuff that I thought, oh, wow, this is great, because it was on sale. And I either wore it once or I looked at it and I thought, what was I thinking? And apparently there are an awful lot of people, both men and women, who do that. So that you can actually find things at both Salvation, at any resale store. Salvation Army, Goodwill, Housing Works, any of the ones, any of the hospital stores that have them, with the tag still on them, the price tag still on them, because we buy things on sale that we think we're going to wear, or we look at, you know, we don't look at them very carefully in the store. Somebody in the dressing room says, well, that looks great on you, and you think, what was I thinking? And I've also outfitted men in tuxes there, because tuxes are one of those things that even if they're a little bit out of style, if they fit well enough, they look fantastic. So, you know, if you've got a date and you need a tux and he doesn't want to rent one and he doesn't want to go to the expense of buying one, 855-999-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two turn into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Valerie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm going to help you.
Good. Thank you. I'm originally from the Deep South, but now live in the Pacific Northwest and never wore much makeup. And I read from countries around the world that we have 186 toxic chemicals in our makeup that is carcinogenic. Now, I was an old hippie, so I never wore makeup, but all my girlfriends that wear makeup ended up with cancers, different types of cancers. And I'm wondering if it's from the toxic exposure from makeup that they wore consistently. I'm 62 for all those years.
Good question. You know, when you're looking, let me just say a couple things about what I know about cancer, and in general, okay? Cancer basically is just cells that are out of place. It's it's that there's cells in the body that grow too fast and they're in the wrong place. It's the analogy I was given in medical school is it's kind of like it's butter in the dirt and dirt in the butter. I mean, you know, it's just there's no inherent wrongness. It's just basically cells that are out of place, which is a bit of a simple oversimplification. Number one. Number two, the idea being that some people think that we basically are born with all the cells we're going to have, so it's just a matter of turning certain cells on or certain cells off. And so, therefore, I was talking, interestingly enough, with somebody about this. It was actually a man, and talking about the fact that the longer you live, the more likely you are to get cancer, but you're more likely to die with cancer as opposed to of cancer, because what happens is that our immune system, it just, people were probably not meant to live quite as long as we live now. So other things wear out. We know that our joints wear out, you know, that people need new hips or new knees, that our spine compresses so we get a little shorter, that our heart may need some kind of help. We may need a stent or we may need a pacemaker. So we know a large part of our sort of physical manifestation was probably not meant to live quite to function well for quite as long as it does, including our immune system. Uh-huh. And the idea being that there are certainly probably more assaults, certainly probably doesn't really make much sense. There are more assaults to our immune system than there very likely were at the time of Christ. That there are more carcinogens, there are more toxins, there are more things that there's more carbon in the atmosphere. Although it turns out that, believe it or not, that active volcanoes will put more carbon in the atmosphere than apparently all combustion engines combined since the beginning of the Peugeot race. You know,
yeah, but volcanoes don't need any extra help, though.
Exactly. So the question is, does the stuff in any particular, whether we're talking about cell phones or we're talking about cosmetics or we're talking about hair dye or we're talking about food, do those contribute to cancer? Now, the answer is almost unquestionably, yeah. The question is, to what extent? And given the fact, I mean, the issue, for example, for me about cell phones, because if you'll recall about 10 years ago when cell phones got really the major proliferation, there are all these stories out that said that cell phones caused brain cancer. And my response at the time was, if that's so, we're all going to get brain cancer because everybody's using cell phones. Everybody. It's not even in the United States and Canada. It's all over the world. So we know that animal testing has turned out that some of the things that are used in cosmetics, remember number two, red food dye. So to be able to point to one particular thing, and if you think about it, your women friends who have cancer, who used makeup, may have done other things. They may have smoked cigarettes, for example. They may have.
And they also drink, and I do not drink.
Yep. They may have. They may have lived near a river where chemicals were dumped in the water. They may have used hair dye. They may have eaten food number two red food dye. They may have eaten a whole lot of maraschino cherries in Shirley Temple's. And if you think about it, they probably didn't all have the same kind of cancer. And we know that different cancers, presumably, are triggered by different events. So I don't actually know what the answer is, and I'm not sure anybody can tell you conclusively. Do I think that when in doubt, not using cosmetics is better than using cosmetics? Yeah, because what we know is if you're not, on the other hand, what we know, here's a good example as far as I'm concerned, sunblock, right? We know there's no question that exposure to the sun can cause all sorts of skin cancers, some of which can be fatal. On the other hand, we also know that some of the stuff that they put in sunblock is carcinogenic. So the question may be not, are you going to die with cancer as opposed to of cancer, but the question is, where do you want your risk factor to be? And as you know, that about every 8 or 10 years they come out with a new thing. The example that I used yesterday was coffee. that yesterday they said that if you use coffee, you're less likely to have diabetes. Well, 3 years ago they said coffee, much more likely to either cause Alzheimer's or cure Alzheimer's. I mean, we change like about every, you know, certainly every couple of years of whatever, what's good and what's bad. My whole thing is moderation. And let me also tell you another story really quickly. My father, the oldest man in his lineage, lived to be 63 years old. My father died 3 weeks short of his 91st birthday. Now, my father, you could say, well, that's great because he lived such a healthy life. Wrong! My father was a type A personality who smoked and drank and had 5 hard-boiled eggs every day of his life that I knew with salt, a lot of salt, pepper, sour cream, and butter. And he had very high cholesterol.
Good genes.
Well, but he didn't. I mean, no man in his life, in his lineage, lived past 63. His mother died of a stroke when she was, I don't know, about 68. So there is no way of explaining it. So, you know, I just think what you do is you can't undo what's been done. What you are going forward is that you live your life. I actually have a friend who has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. She never smoked. And she's on all these cocktails, and she's doing very well. But we know that hair dye is not good for you. And we know that the skin is a semi-permeable membrane. She, as far as she's concerned, she is unwilling to give up looking good, even if it increases her risk of not, you know, of succumbing. Because she figures, you know, you got to live your life in a way that makes sense to you. None of us are getting out of here alive. So do we know that if there was any kind of cancer that cosmetics were going to cause, presumably it would be skin cancer because that's where you apply it. I suppose in theory it could be liver because that's the kind of filter for the body.
Mm-hmm.
You could also argue, you know, sugar is not very good for us, but our sugar substitute's very good. I think it's going to give our bladder immortality. You know, Valerie, I think that the longer, as I said, the longer you live, the more likely it is that you will get cancer, but you're not going to die of it, you're going to die with it. Let me put you on hold and see if there's anything else that I can help you with here. I'd love to be able to give you a conclusive answer. I just don't think anybody, including, I can't, and I don't think anybody else can either, but let me put you on hold, and we'll get back to you in a moment, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.